Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and dig a little bit deeper. Sometimes that's me talking with somebody about a topic in Stoicism. Sometimes that's me just talking about what's on the top of my mind. I share my experiences, both my successes and failures, and hope that you can learn something and improve your own life. This week's episode is called Changing Others. Living on this planet with other people can be very challenging at times. And if you're like me, sometimes you have a strong difference of opinion with someone, and you end up in an argument and spend a lot of time and energy trying to change the other person's mind. We see this play out on social media as well, where people will spend a lot of time and energy trying to debate other people to get them to change. Watching this behavior in myself and others makes me ask the question, why do we spend so much time trying to change other people or expecting that other people will change for us? As a Stoic, we know that we can't control or change others. But there's a part of us which really wants the world to change for us. Our brain looks for threats and dangers outside of ourselves in order to keep us safe. And when we're uncomfortable, it's challenging to sit with those things that are uncomfortable. So we look for a cause outside of ourselves. Maybe we don't like what someone else has said, or we disagree with their opinion. We think that if the other person would simply behave or think differently, then we would be happier. And rather than spending our time and energy looking inside, finding what we control in the situation, we try to change what we think is the cause, the other person. The problem with this is that we're misidentifying the cause of our distress. We think the cause is someone or something else outside of ourselves. But really, it comes down to the story that we're telling ourselves. It's the meaning that we give to what the other person said or did. We take their actions and their words and we interpret them to suit the narrative that's going on in our minds. We spin what the other person says in a negative way in order for us to feel better about ourselves. Now, one of the main reasons why we may try to change other people is that we want others to think like us. Human beings are very social animals, and fitting in with others is very important. It's part of what helps our survival. And if there are more people who think like us, then we feel like our worldview is more correct, and we feel safer. We feel like we're part of how the world is supposed to be. And when others disagree with us, we may feel like our worldview is somehow under threat, which causes us to feel uncomfortable or even hostile. Now, when it comes to an opinion that we hold very, very strongly, we may unconsciously feel fear when something comes along and challenges our beliefs. We don't like that tension, and so we try to change the other person's opinion. I also think as humans, we're a bit lazy. Or more to the point, our brains are a bit lazy, and they try to be efficient. Taking time to figure out where we might be wrong or to figure out the things that we can control takes time and energy. It also takes time and energy to actually control the things that we can. If we can get somebody else to do the work and to change, then that means that we don't have to. But the problem with expecting others to do this kind of work and to change for us is that most people don't want to. And it also makes others resentful because they feel like we're trying to control them. And the changes that we need to make for ourselves don't happen and we don't grow. Also, in the long run, it means a lot more work for us if we expect others simply to change for us. That means that we have to somehow convince all those other people to change to fit our worldview. When someone is properly grounded in life, they shouldn't have to look outside themselves for approval. Epictetus. So how do we work with this? How do we get better about recognizing and staying in a place where we don't need to change other people in order for us to feel happy? I think the first thing we need to ask ourselves is, why is it so important that we change this other person? What do we get if we change their mind? What happens if they don't? What are you making it mean if this person has an opinion that's different than yours? What's the story that you're telling yourself? I think a lot of this behavior, at least in my experience, comes from insecurity. When we're insecure, we need others to agree with us in order for us to feel okay with ourselves. Our ego needs that validation in order for us to feel okay. When we're comfortable with ourselves, we don't need others to agree with us. Just as we wouldn't argue with someone over whether 1 + 1 = 2, if we're really secure with ourselves, we don't feel the need to convince others, and we don't feel threatened when somebody disagrees with us. One of my favorite Twitter users is the Ancient Sage, and there's this great quote which kind of sums up a lot of this. It says, "Don't argue with people or insist on showing them the truth. Maybe it is you who needs to change your mind. Even if you're right, you will only incur resentment by trying to correct others." We need to consider the fact that we might be the one who is wrong. Just because you think something and have an opinion about something doesn't mean that you're correct and that the other person is not. When we take the time to really consider someone else's opinion, we may find some problems with the opinion that we're holding. We would just realize that we had bad information, and then we could adjust accordingly. Lastly, we need to recognize that when we expect others to change for us, then we're giving our power away because we are basing our comfort and happiness upon someone else changing for us. When we expect others to change for us, we're placing ourselves in the role of a victim. We're unhappy and won't feel happy until somebody else changes or does what we want them to, which is really not a good way to find our equanimity. Learning to let go of our ego and our need to have other people think like we do can reduce a lot of stress in our lives. When we can listen to and be curious about other people's opinions without taking it to mean that we're wrong if we don't agree with them, then we can expand our worldview while at the same time preserve our equanimity. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.